From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We begin our show with The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. This is more a project than a band, and its creative spark is Damon Albarn. If you know the music of Gorillaz or Blur, then you've heard Damon Albarn's music. This project includes a former member of The Clash and a drummer from Fela Kuti's legendary big band, Africa 70. It's also produced by Danger Mouse. Certainly a creative force in the studio. I've read that The Good, The Bad, and The Queen traces a journey from the English music hall to Africa and Jamaica and so on. That went over my little head, but I liked the music, and sonically, it was a fun journey. This track's called Northern Whale. Music by Damon Albarn and Paul Simonon, Tony Allen, and Simon Tong. The CD's called The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. I find that so many bands with rhythms or instrumentation straddling the line of both jazz and rock usually fail to make music that inspires me. I've thought about this, and I think what I hear in a lot of jazzy rock players is the desire to pay homage to their heroes instead of forging something new. The Toronto band Do Make Say Think seem pretty innocent about their heroes, and maybe that's why their sort of jazz rock fusion works for me. Their fifth album's called You, Your History in Rust. This song's called Herstory of Glory.
Thank you.
The name of the band comes from four different verbs. They're called do, make, say, think. They're from Toronto. The CD's called You, Your History in Rust. We turn next to The Bird and the Bee, a light, airy twosome with Inara George, the daughter of Little Feet's Lowell George, doing the singing, and Greg Kirsten on all the instruments. It's a nice treat for a dark winter. This tune's called Preparedness. Bird and the Bee, the song from their self-titled debut is called Preparedness. John Rubin is a Christian rapper with his fifth album. It's the first of his CDs I've heard. He's not a great rapper, pretty slow, but decent words. I like the chorus a lot. It's very contagious pop, and unlike most rappers that puff themselves up, this guy plays down his own ego and the importance of pop and rap music in general, saying it's just music for the kids. An interesting take. Here's the title track. It's called Word of Mouth.
Hear what you're saying, just keep the music playing. It all sounds the same to me. Sounds the same to me. I can't hear what you're saying, just keep the music playing. It all sounds the same to me. Good God, please have mercy. Let's kick the machine till it's working. Everybody's got a great idea. You own the one you're encouraging. There's a first time for everything. After that, it starts to get confusing. Hold on to your identities loosely. At least a revolution.
I guess we weren't impressed. We bored ourselves instead. What's after what's next? What's left to get off your chest? Walking in circles, retracing steps. How many ways can we package the concept? Mundane, it's all the same. Remind me later when nothing's changed. Time will tell, let the future explain. Till then, we got history to make. Oh, trendsetters, real go-getters. Closed-minded, free-thinking hipsters. Instant classics ignored by critics. It's just music for the kids. To figure out too much time on your hands to analyze what doesn't count. What's wrong with everyday people? They make the best crowd. It was never that important, and the future doesn't care about your
word.
Something. Oh, I need you to tell me straight up how you're feeling. Do you like me or not?
John Rubin. The CD's called Word of Mouth. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Explosions in the Sky create instrumental music that's very cinematic. They do it all with pretty standard rock instrumentation, bass, drums, guitars, sometimes piano. They're sort of the Sigur Rós of Texas. Members of the band are from Austin and Midland. Their fifth studio album's called All of a Sudden, I Miss Everyone. This tune's called So Long Lonesome.
Thank you.
Explosions in the Sky. Their CD's out on the 20th of February. It's called All of a Sudden, I Miss Everyone. I just heard a record so good, I had trouble picking just one cut. Then I found out the CD was a few years old, and I thought, should I still put it on the show? And then I learned the CD was done by one person, Loney Deer. The name looks like a typo of the word lonely. Anyway, the CD's called Loney Noir, and it was done in some cramped, overheated apartment in Stockholm. His name is Emil Svenangen, and Sub Pop Records love him so much, they're now putting out his music here in the States. Give a listen to this cut called Sinister in a State of Hope. And remember, it's just one guy.
Sinister in a state of hope. Summer night, bring me cold.
Loney Deer is the artist, or at least the pseudonym of Emil Svenangen, and there's a comma between Loney and Deer, and the CD is equally puzzling. It's called Loney Noir, and he'll be touring with the band Low early this spring. Just about 10 years after floods devastated his hometown in North Dakota, singer and storyteller Tom Brousseau made a CD inspired by those 1997 floods and the river that he grew up near. The CD's called Grand Forks, and this is the beautiful voice of Tom Brousseau. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Stu Rushfield's our engineer. Paul DeRevere's our intern. We have more concerts coming up in February. In fact, the possibility of some really exciting ones. Sign up for our newsletter. That's the best place to find out information and keep you up to date. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Or in a race, I always try and keep the pace. I double knot each lace for whatever kind of terrain I face. I set my sights on first place. I'm not gonna leave a trace. I could leave tomorrow with a toothbrush and a briefcase. I fly wherever I go. So fast the hood ornament glowed. I'd rather burn and explode than dust up and corrode. Only got one life, only got one code. I fly wherever I go. Fly wherever I go. Water with my metal pen.